Hello there, Jennifer.
Yes.
Hi, my name's Marty. I'm calling about the Deborah Provera lawsuit on a recorded line. How are you today?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm not doing so bad. I appreciate that. And have you found an attorney yet to help you file a claim?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Deborah Provera lawsuit?
Sure.
Okay. And then would you be filing on behalf of yourself?
Yes.
Okay, and you're a resident of the United States, right?
It was just a,
No,
oh yeah, no.
Yeah.
sorry, I'm at work right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, if it's a bad time, you know, you can tell me. Ultimately,
no,
it should only take a few seconds. So, you're a resident of the United States, of course, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and then were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year?
I was.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear that. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so, I mean, as far as the minimal requirements so far, you've met them up to this point. Was this a meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
Of the brain.
Of the brain? Okay. Yeah, sorry. So I'm going to go back to the attorney question. I'm just going to ask it in a longer form since, you know, so far everything is, falling in line with the lawsuit. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you've not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter or signed documents with another law firm? Are you willing to affirm that?
Yes, I am.
Okay, thank you. And then, so if you don't mind me asking, when was your diagnosis of the meningioma?
My diagnosis was April 15th, 2020.
2020?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So about April 15th of 2020. And when's your birth date?
My birth date is May 17th, 1981.
Okay, May 17th, 1981.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then and did you know anyone else that also took Depo-Provera and got hurt?
I do know a few other people that had just a lot of side effects like I had.
Okay, but no meningioma?
I'm not 100% sure if they were diagnosed or not.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay. It was just other people that I was working with, and we were both feeling sick at the same time, and it just happened that came up.
Yeah, well, that's really tough. I hate hearing that. Well, if any of them need help, we're also there for them too, but we'll focus on you. I just have to ask that, okay?
Sure thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And did you consume or use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo-Provera?
Indeed.
Okay. And then, and this is just the same question, we reworded, I'm so sorry, but as far as which injectable you used, it was Depo-Provera, not Depo Sub-Q Provera, or the generic? Okay, it was Depo-Provera, not Sub-Q?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, it was the Pfizer regular Depo-Provera.
Okay, well, thank you so much. I appreciate you clarifying that. And then, and you use that for 1 year minimum, of course, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it was actually way more than that. But
yeah, oftentimes it is. And within 1 year, can you confirm you had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you used Depo-Provera between January 1st, 1992 through the present date, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then can you estimate, to the best of your memory or knowledge, your start date when you started using it?
You said after 1992, right?
Yeah, after 1992.
Yeah, so I started it in eight, like the beginning months of the year, I remember. It was in like 2015.
Okay, so we'll say around January 1st, 2015 is a good estimate to the best of your memory, right?
It was more like March.
March, okay.
March, April, yeah.
Okay, so let's say about March 1st, 2015, just to the best of your memory.
Yeah.
Okay. And then when you stopped using it?
When did I stop using it?
Yeah, sorry.
In 2020.
Okay. Around the middle of the year, beginning or end?
Yeah, like closer to the middle. Around the same time, like end of March, April.
Okay, we'll just say about March 1st of, sorry, you said 2020. 22? I couldn't remember. I'm sorry.
2020.
Sorry about that.
Sure.
Okay. And then, all right. Will you just confirm your gender for me, please?
I'm a female.
Thank you so much. And then, is Jennifer, is it spelled with a G?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to spell it out for you then. It's a G-E-N-N-I-F-E-R. Oh, it's I-F-E-R. Yeah, perfect.
That's correct.
Thank you. I was doubting myself. I apologize.
No, it's okay. I always get that question because very few people.
No. Yeah, absolutely. Well, no, no. We like uniqueness. And then Wyatt, W-Y-A-T-T, right? Right?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then... and then the next part, it would be your social, if you'd like to provide that. If not, you could do the last four, and then the attorneys, you can go ahead and clear that the rest up with them, okay? So either one.
Okay. 9332.
9332.
The last four.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. And then the email that I have is your first name, dot your last name, at yahoo.com, right?
That's correct.
Okay, and then just for good measure, I always spell it out, G-E-N-N-I-F-E-R, dot W-Y-A-T-T, at yahoo.com, okay?
That is correct, yes.
All right. And then your telephone number is 916-707-0037, right?
Also correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's a, is that this a mobile number, a cell phone?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then your full address?
7645 Skiros. That's S-K-I-R-O-S Way, Sacramento, California, 95823.
Okay. You're up there in Sacramento, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice. How's the weather over there right now?
It's overcast right now.
Oh,
kinda
really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I definitely, I've been there once. I like it up there. I think it's neat. Okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's okay. I know. There's some positive and negatives. I was in, like, the tourist part because I was, like, in the downtown, the capital, you know.
That's exactly where I'm at, Arden area right now.
Oh, really? Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a cool train station in downtown area I really liked.
Yeah, that's one of our highlights.
Yeah, absolutely.
Along with the Delco Center, so.
Yeah, yeah, and they had the one of the places claimed to have the best Bloody Mary in the country. That was funny.
Yeah?
Like that,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I have that. So we have 7645 Skiros, S-K-I-R-O-S, Way, Sacramento, California, 95823, okay?
Uh-huh, that's correct.
All right. And then Depo-Provera administered by a doctor, medical staff, mm-hmm. or by yourself?
By a doctor.
Okay. And then how many
times? The medical staff, because I did it every couple months.
Okay.
Or every time I had a OBGYN appointment.
Oh, okay. Yes. Every 3 months, was it?
Yeah, every 3 months. Yep.
Okay. And then, well, that connects to our next question. You said medical staff might be the best way to answer that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And then, so the next one is one I can help add up. So we'll just kind of, it says, how many times were you injected with the Depo-Provera shot? So I'll just do this. So
probably about four.
Four times
a year.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and it looks like you did it from 2015 to 2020, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so about 5 years and four times a year, right? Okay, so about, would you say 20 would be a good estimate?
That's accurate. I'm sorry, I'm at work right now.
No, you're fine. It doesn't bother me as long as I'm not bothering you.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay, great. And then what was the name? And this is just to the best of your memory. I could look everything up for you, too. So I'm pretty mm-hmm. good at that, you know, not to brag. Now, the doctor, do you remember the name of the doctor? Or if it was the medical staff that administered the Depo-Provera. Do you remember the name of the one who administered it?
I don't remember the name of the one who administered it. I know that it was one of the nurses, though.
Oh, okay. So we'll just say medical staff.
Yeah.
Okay. And then what was the facility?
UC Davis.
Oh, UC Davis Medical Center?
Mm-hmm. Stockton Boulevard.
Okay. You know what? I'm sorry, you said what boulevard? It was hard to hear you.
Stockton Boulevard.
Oh, Stockton Boulevard. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you see Davis Medical Center, Tycon Building, I believe, right?
I just know it as UCD.
Oh, okay, yeah, and then it's at 2000 Stockton Boulevard, Suite 202, Sacramento, California is the closest one I got to what you were saying, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so as long as that one's, and we'll do UC Davis Medical Center.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 2000 Stockton Boulevard, Suite 202, Sacramento, California. Okay. And we could just do the main number there. Do you remember any number? Would you like me to just do the main number for UC Davis?
Just the main number. I know it's a something thousand at the end.
Okay. It's to, you know, and that's
a,
yeah, absolutely. It's typical of the medical centers. I learned that across the country. There's a lot of them in just 1,000, okay, or something thousand, 4,000.
Yeah, something. I'm not sure exactly, but I know it's 000 within.
You know, I might have to put just the main number. That might not be what I find there.
Okay.
If that's okay. I found, let's see, UC Davis Medical Center, 916-734-2011. I'm guessing they could probably direct
them
to the right number.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I know that
okay.
It was one of the, it has, you know, it was like a main number, 002, either 000 or 1000 or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. So I figure they could probably, you know, get them directed to the right place. So we just did 916-734-2011, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's fair. And then, so who prescribed you? And, you know, we'll do the best of your knowledge, right? The Depo Provera. Do you remember the prescribing doctor's name?
I'm not sure. I think it was Boger or something like that. Dr. Boger, if I'm not mistaken.
B-O-G-E-R, or what was that? It was hard to hear.
Something like that, yeah.
Okay. And was that at the UC Davis Medical Center?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's been a while, so.
Yeah. And I'm really bad with names.
But it's not like, you know.
Laura? Was it a female?
I'm sorry?
Was it a female? Laura Boger?
My OBGYN?
Yeah.
Well, so I saw a few different ones.
Uh-huh.
But that's the main one, and then there's ones underneath them. So I saw a few different ones.
Okay, because I found a Dr. Boger, and that's it was
yeah,
a Laura Boger. It was a female, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that one is over at UC Davis. So I figured
I'm sorry.
That adds
hold,
up.
Hold on one second. I'm getting
sure.
a call, okay?
Sure, sure.
Thank you. Hello?
Hey, hello there.
Okay, I'm sorry about that.
Hey, no problem. Okay.
So that was actually my mom. So, because I asked her, she remembers too. My surgeon, the person that did the procedure was Dr. Boger. The one that prescribed me is Dr. Breen.
Oh, okay. How do you, for, let's see, prescribe. Okay, and then how do you spell that?
Brain.
Brain.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Brean.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry to cut you off. I apologize.
No, it's okay. No worries.
Okay.
No worries.
Same place.
There's a lot going on. It's a lot going on here. That's all.
Yeah.
The store is closing where I'm at, so.
Oh, okay.
A lot of traffic and whatnot in here.
Oh,
sorry,
my
I'm
goodness.
A little all over the place right now.
No, absolutely. Well, you've been doing a great job considering the circumstances there, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, so Dr. Breen, is it Allison Breen, you think? Was
mm-hmm.
it a female? Okay,
yeah.
OBGYN, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, Allison Breen, UC Davis Medical Center. And that was the prescribing doctor, okay?
Uh-huh.
And then Dr. Boger, is it B-O-G-E-R or was there?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and we'll just do Dr. Boger for her. Okay, so then let me get back on the right track there. Okay, so Allison Breen, and that was your prescribing doctor name. And then for your pharmacy, what was the name of your pharmacy?
Walmart. It was the Walmart.
Walmart Pharmacy, okay. Was it in Sacramento, or where was it?
Yeah, mm-hmm. In Sacramento.
Okay. Was that the one on Florin Road?
Yeah, on Florin. Well, there's a few, but yeah.
Yeah, okay, because there's a Truxell, there's a Florin, there's a Mark.
No, there's more than one on Florin. So.
Oh, there's one. Okay, it was 6051 Florin Road. Is that right?
I believe so.
Okay.
I can't check right now because
okay.
the network. Yeah.
You
I'm
know
sorry.
What? No, that's okay. I think the one it would be, let me just zoom in real quick. I think that's like by 65th Street-ish. It's
yeah.
And Stockton yep. Boulevard?
Yep.
Okay. So that is the right one then.
Oh, I got to help them with the paperwork.
Okay.
Did you get everything you needed? I'm sorry, I got...
No, it's okay. You know what? There's going to be just the last few questions. Probably just need about, 5 to 10 minutes to finish up. I'm going to go ahead and text you with my number, okay?
Okay, yeah, please do that.
I'm going to do that. Yeah, I don't want to interrupt you as well, but don't worry. I'm going to still be here. I'm going to go ahead and text you. I'll be here for 2 more hours, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Okay, thank you.
You got it. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.